Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Found Heart Radio. Tonight's episode will deal with anger. In fact, tonight's show is entitled, Mastering Anger is a Spiritual Necessity. I'm going to be reading from Nahum chapter 1, and we're going to take a look at anger that is related to justice. In Nahum chapter 1, we get a picture of God's attitude toward Nineveh. And if you would remember, approximately 100 years prior to the time of Nahum, God had sent this prophet Jonah to speak to that particular people, and they did repent for a short period of time. But then Nineveh failed to continue on with the word of God that had been given to them through the reluctant prophet Jonah. And so what we have in Nahum chapter 1 is a very weighty, or we have an oracle entitled the Oracle or the Asa concerning Nineveh. In Nahum chapter 1. So I'm going to begin reading. Quote, an oracle concerning Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum the Elkoshite. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on his foes and maintains his wrath against his enemies. Verse 3. The Lord is slow in anger and great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. I want to draw your attention to verse 3. And in the Hebrew, we do not have the word, the Lord is slow to anger. The Hebrew reads that the Lord is long-nosed. Long-nosed. In the Old Testament, anger is associated with the nostrils. And so anger in the Old Testament is pictured as being short of nose. And so it's associated with hotness and immediacy of anger. Whereas to be long of nose means patience. So this is a very powerful picture. But notice, Nahum is speaking about anger that is related to justice. And after God has shown Nineveh his grace and his mercy and his love, eventually this was rejected. And so now Nahum is speaking of judgment day. So this is a very powerful picture. What I want to bring to your attention also is the understanding that for us, anger and what it means in our lives and what it can do in our lives, because you and I know that anger is very destructive. And people are very angry today. People are angry about current events that may not be going their way. People are angry because of their lack of life effectiveness, or they are angry because of their inability to have a successful relationship. And there are many other reasons that people use to justify anger. And they actually believe that they have a right to be angry about some perceived injustice in their lives. First of all, we have to understand that the foundation of anger is pride. The foundation of anger is pride. The Bible tells us that we need to understand that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. But when we are angry, that aspect, that is, the foundation of our anger being pride, is not within our consciousness, or we don't think of anger in that way. But it is. And so the Bible speaks to us about what our attitude must be toward anger. In Colossians chapter 3, we have these words, beginning at verse 5, Colossians 3, 5. Mortify therefore your members which are above the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, or literally the children of apathy, in the which you also walked, you lived in them, but now you also put off all these, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Now, this is a very important verse. First of all, in verse 5, Paul states we are to mortify our members. That is, we are to deaden or to subdue our bodily members. Notice the word. And this word mortify is given in the aorist imperative active. Mortify therefore your members, or to render them dead. Fornication, or pornea, uncleanness, the word literally means filth. Then the word inordinate affection, this word pathos, from which we get our word pathology. The next word, evil concupiscence, are the result of pathos. Then we go down to verse 8. Paul states, but now put off all these. Put off. This language is only for the believing community. And notice, it is a command. Put off all these. Anger. The word here for anger in the Greek is the word orge. And orge means anger as a state of mind, or anger as an attitude, an abiding malignant attitude. So the emphasis is upon the spiritual negativity that is, that surrounds anger. The next word, wrath, is the word thumon, or thumos, and this word means outburst, or an outburst of anger, for the purpose of revenge. I want you to see that the Bible uses very specific language that are translated or transliterated in a general manner to speak about anger. The Bible speaks in particular words about a very general and a very broad, very dangerous subject. So we have orge, anger as a state of mind. Then we have thumon, which means an outburst of anger for the purpose of revenge. Malice means an evil habit of mind, an evil habit of mind. Next, blasphemy. An old word that's not used blasphemy means verbal abuse against someone. And blasphemy is considered the worst type of speech. Then Paul states, filthy communication out of your mouth. Now, it is important that believing ones understand that God has provided us power to live very different lives so that we no longer need to manufacture plausible excuses for why we hold on to anger. Because anger is very dangerous. Not only are we a danger to ourselves, those within our periphery, but anger will hold us back in life. And until we learn to master anger, we will not go far in life. And because the show is so limited tonight, I don't have time to speak of the physiological aspects of anger and what it does to the body and how it releases cortisol into the bloodstream, which is corrosive, and what anger does to our hearts and what it can create within us, the ecology of what goes on inside of us, all because we refuse to get angry and we refuse to apply forgiveness to those who have offended us or betrayed us or who have executed an injustice toward us in some manner. We must forgive. The Bible states that we must forgive because if we don't, the consequences are too great. And we limit our spiritual lives and our spiritual growth if we do not forgive. So we have these words in verse 8, put off all the anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy. Many people incarcerated today wish they could take back that one moment which they exercised a very terrible act. And through anger, someone was injured or murdered. Or through what their words had done. Bible tells us that the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. The Bible is very practical. The Bible is highly informative. God tells us exactly what we need to do to have productive and powerful lives. So listen to the word of God and listen to what His Holy Spirit is telling you right now. If you have anger against someone, it's time to let it go. If God has been speaking to you about releasing someone so that you can release yourself from bondage, obey Him so that you can learn to walk in freedom from the power of the Spirit. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.